Because the current daf mitzvahs of kama daf notches, we begin on base, we begin tis master, we begin with the words of the Gemara, which really this master belongs in the Mishnah. Shem and beisa beisasada. So we evaluate a beisa in that field. So Pesach Bukhar Drash explains, what does this mean? Shemachal ruga achas, that if it ate one row, shem leisa aga beisa. You evaluate in contrast to a beisa, kama is yavu krem shachal menu, how much was worth before you ate from it, kama yavu achar, how much is worth now? Kashkari. Now it's difficult to read why, because dia beisa koi, if it's going on the beisa, Habalim should have said should have said in the masculine if it's regarding the beisa and not in the feminine. Boy, more but the good boy, big mother like my ass. Okay, hey, Shaminim. How do you evaluate? What do you mean? How do you evaluate? Halei Perusha Yafa Mishnah Seinu. Mishnah already explained it very well. Shoshamalei Ruka Beisa. The way Rashi explains, we evaluate the role based on the beisa. Now, Bash Rashi explains the Gemara. Hey, Shaminim, what's the Gemara's question? How do you evaluate the beisa? Meaning because. That it can't be simply like the Mishnah says. And that's what the Gemara's question is coming to say. The Beisa Bambi Navshalei Shemini, you can't evaluate the Beisa by itself because you're right. You told me you do the row based on the Beisa, but then the Makhish Leila Mazik is going to be weakening the Mazik because the Karachas Aruga Shalkava Kavayim, because the missing of a row of a Kavok Tukavim Chos Shulun Lefei Damav is very significant according to its monetary value. Rather, so that's what the Gemara says. You evaluate 60 saw, but then you come down, magim le beisa, and then you see, okay, now the row in regards to the beisa, and that beisa regards to 60 saw, and because the shomit come and the chesam b'shvul ruga. Now, how much is missing because of that row? So it's a question difficult, but the hechad mitzin shteishu masalol. Where do we even find these two evaluations? The bekrolik sevel b'sada acher. It says in the singular that shoshamim mashezik agav sada acher. So you just evaluate based on the damage of another field. When the Mishnah Mashtamei Klal, and it doesn't sound like this from the Mishnah at all, but it's these two Shumas. But moreover, the Lamad, the Gemara, according to the one that says the Gemara, Kelach, Bishlishim Klach, and one of the interpretations is, oh, a stalk in regards to contrast to 60 stalks. Claiming, in other words, Bishishim Shirim Gemara says 60 to 1. So, why are you picking Beisa? It's not doing Beisa. But kasha, another difficulty is the part of the Gemara. The Gemara asks, "Akol amagan, all the maram had the time to dissolve it in the brisa." That it says, "Achle kaver kavaim, eat one kaver, two kavim." Roi nesikila aruga gitanu. We look at it as if it's a small row. Mashar menes we evaluate. My lab of neatzma, isn't it on its own? Oh no, the Gemara says no. It's 60, but it says Taisis tikshli most neaten. When we connect from the mission, the Gemara itself, mashar menes in beisa that you have based on beisa. That's not what the brisa says. And the Tosfos disagrees with Rashi. The deal of Rashi seems to explain like this. Shem beisa de katani. This Tosfos says you value beisa. Hainu beisa hanechal. That's the beisa that was eaten. And that explains the lashon mekiva that we're saying. Not the lashon zach, like Tosfos is asking if it's going in the field. Shem beisa sada, you value in that field. Katani said the message of Shimon that im saw some sasam sasam. That what you ate is what's going on. Now, the official appears to be Mishnah saying the Kamash Shem Leisa. So then our Mishnah didn't tell us at all how you evaluated. Else, Leisa's are the Shem Leisa. You just evaluated in that field itself. We're talking about what the animal actually ate. So, Mefarash Begabah, the Hecha Shemina. That's the Gemara explained. How do you evaluate? Mefarash Begabah, the Hanina, he says, Sa Beshishim Shoim. A Sa in regards to 60 Sa, Benachal Pachas, Benachal Yis, whether it's more or less, Laim Shom Sa Beshishim, you always evaluate a Sa in regards to 60. Or Mesham Lefi Acheshman, you pay according to that calculation. Chizkem says kalach b'shishim kalach amastok in regards to 60. So kalim, in other words, loyel mashalach b'shishim shuvim b'mayson. You always value what it ate, not in regards to saw in regards to 60 times that, but regarding what it ate and 60 times over it. Rabbi Yehuda, he says tarka b'shishim takravim, a half a saw in regards to the 60 times that. Now, Beinachal Pachaziyah, so like again, whether it more or less, Meshal Lefei Tesh, we pick according to that calculation. Now, says Tesh, Rabbi Yehuda, Meshbiach Yisse Mazik Mavius V'chanina. Which is now the opposite of what how Rashi explained that the karach is tarkiv because the what's missing of a tarkiv in the kes b'shalashim soin is not recognizable in 30 saw kumay karach saw b'samach soin gedom rapa like papa says ain't shem mikur b'samach kurim you don't evaluate according to 60 kurim they should pay a mazik because it's going to be a great loss for the mazik. Now Tosa clarifies further. It says I've got the mistin although we learned in the Mishnah beisa beisa sade. A beisa in that field, l'rane loylishu nektina. That's not a for a measurement that we're saying this. She misharim by klal, because we don't evaluate that at all. But tarkim misharim. Rather, we mishawer the tarkim. So what are we saying? This idea about beisa. So rather, when the appears through the b'chim machine lamar b'tarkim mar beisa. This we say each one according to their measurements. La beisa zera kama. That's an area of where you could plant. Have a nun alun which is 50 by 50. Because the ain doima she dibra mishna sin baza. Because it wouldn't make sense that the Mishnah told this be we're talking about one animal. My uncle calls it, how can eat so much? El Basad Peir is coming. Rather, it's talking about a saw of fruit, the Mishrinan, like we evaluate the Ketani, like we said, saw. And the Enel Dmolash and Beis saw the Ketani was needed. It's not a wonder why we're using then the word Beis, which usually area, because the Kibin Shab Peir is Mechavel and Lekarka, since the produce is attached to the Ketani, Shab Shab Likus, the saw Peir is Hanechel, you could call that a Beis saw. Other part of the Gemara Baisa, but then this, the Gemara asks on the Baisa, Hai Balei Beis Kor Balei Kor Mi Balei. You see that the Gemara does ask it like a question that's different terminology. I am showing the Reisha Ketone Kav. That's only because the Reisha Kav, but say the Beis Kor and changing the Lashainis, that's why it's a question. But more of a says Taisa Miu, however, if my Vashina, the Beisa, Zera, Kama, if you ever told my Beisa of Zera, Kogrenanon, yeah, have a Nechatve, that would make more sense. Avra of the Gemara Nakalukula Balei Beis, although the Gemara mention them all without the word bias, because they come and saw Tark of Kav, Vakor. So that's just in Lahak, but that doesn't bother us. Lepom, Kori, now the base, Kor, Zer, Kor, Stam. We find that area doesn't mention necessarily the word bias. It also comes from Kav, like, Avenik, Mom, Tzidav, Kofem, and Beis, Nesna, Abba, Kav, and Lekor, Masa, Dima, Kav, and Zer, Kav, and Lekor, Zer, Kav, it's really referring to Zer. You see that, although it doesn't say base, that other word direction is not such a difficulty. Next, it's not the beginning of the Gemara, the Kashba. So Pesach Bekor Jirash explained, what's this Kashba? It says the deckle to palm tree, but Mashba so to sounds like because the comment the Gemara says the plus a loss of the kina of a kaimi, and we tell him the column the palm tree, Mukha Bachabal is in the Gemara on the side of the Olive, cause a tolly begufni, become a gufni, kono darkly. So you see that it's referring to a palm tree. So it says, but Kasha is difficult because the pericum that we designed of Yigim and Biz Nan, we learned Mishnah deckle, Tabba, Chatzab, and Naklova, that these are different things. And the Pesach Bekor, Chatzab, Kashva. So you see the Kashva is Chatzab, not a deckle. Shami Yeshmin Dekolim Harvey says there's maybe many different types of Dekolim. Shechel Kor Dekol Stam, one's called a deckle, but Echel Kor Chotzah Dani Kashra. But the Baruch Pirish Der Arach explains the Kashra with Dekla Parsa, it's a Persian tree. Now, Tez Damaskal begins with the Gemara, the Don Din Parsa. He's complaining that you're judging with a Persian judgment. Now, Yeshmin Farsh Mishlam explains, Shal Dekol Parsa, meaning of the Persian palm tree. Lama Kaman, the Gemara said later on, Hechel Kabas Dresh Kalusa, but Dekla Parsa, that you're right, that it's very Chashav, and that should be judged according to its exact value. But the problem is, Lafim Hashem Pirish Baruch, the Kashva Dekla Parsa, Yesh Lafarish came. So then you can't explain, because then what would be Din Parsa? It's not Persian judgment as if it's inappropriate. That is actually what the Halacha actually should be, because that's what its value is.